Yeah.
But every man also on the things of others.
That's right. See, so you look at this. It's the Bible says that if you want to stay together, then you need to, I mean, if you want to get stay right, then you need to stay together. Mm-hmm. See, verse 18 and 1 says, a man who isolates himself is seeking his own desire. Philippians 2 says, let no man look upon his own things, but on one another. So that means in order for us to make it through this life here, we got to be able to get close and be watching out for one another.
All right, so first entice, second sin isolates. And then let's go back into Proverbs 1. Because as I start to move closely to my conclusion, I'm telling y'all a tale, I'm not close yet. thank you. Thank you for the laugh. It was greatly appreciated. So it says, my son, now it says, let us lie and wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for innocent without cause. The third step of sin and the third characteristic of sin is that it lurks in darkness. See, people who don't want to do right always find themselves in the dark. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they find themselves in the dark is because the light will expose their behavior. You know people that don't even want to come out in the daytime? Mm-hmm. You know people who their eyes get bright by around 6 o'clock? You know people who will sleep throughout the day and don't even start ironing clothes until 9 o'clock at night? Those people, in most cases, are people that don't tend to do right because darkness hides sin. See, and the thing about sin is, the reason why sin, the reason why sin likes to lurk in the darkness is because sin really isn't even proud of itself. It's like the devil. See, the world has given us this picture of the devil as if he's going to be down in hell sitting on a big throne with a cigar laughing and joking, and it's going to be the club to the 10,000 part, right? It's gonna be, the devil just down there working everybody around, you know. He tormented, but he's having a good time. That's a lie, y'all. The devil will be tormented himself. The devil does not like himself. See, and that's the reason why sin doesn't like itself. The reason why sin is in darkness is because it is not proud of itself. I know that I'm proud of my wife because I will take her anywhere I go. See, it doesn't matter if I'm going to a ball game, church, home, New Mexico, Afghanistan, wherever I go, I can take my wife because I am proud of our relationship. But if you are not proud of your relationship, if you're not proud of your life, then you tend to hide in darkness. The Bible speaks about this in the book of John. Somebody go to John, the third chapter, verse 20 and 21. And I think it cannot be said any simpler than this. In verse 19, it says, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why do they love darkness rather than light? Because their deeds were evil, right? So if you look at it, the light did not come to, the light came to bring salvation, but people didn't like the light. They didn't like Jesus. They don't like what you bring to them because, not because you don't bring them good news, but it's because you expose their evil. So the third characteristic of sin is that it lurks in darkness. Let's go back to Proverbs, the first chapter. And then we'll really move into an end. As you go through, it says, we're at verse 13. Sin will lie to you too. Y'all see this? It says, let us wait. Let us wait. And then it says, then we will begin. And it really is talking about waiting and watching to kill, laying in the side so that they can kill those who are coming by. It says, we shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Let my son, what it says about my son, when you're dealing with these people, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they haste to shed blood. One of the things that I want to stop in verse 15, it says, my son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. There is something that can be taken from this verse or gleaned from this verse 15. It says, my son, do not walk with them. Do not go in their path. What that really is saying is that you already know what evil people are. See, because it says, don't go in their path. So the only way he could with confidence tell his son not to go in their path is because he understands that he already knows where that path is. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? See, and remember, that's why I said in Titus, saying that you don't accidentally end up in the situations that you find yourself in. You go and make provisions to be in that place. So I don't want you to think that when, as Solomon writes about sin, that he's making it sound as if we are oblivious to where it is, mm-hmm. or that we don't know how to avoid it. He tells us, don't go that way. So that means you have to know which way that way is.
Right.
So if you found that yourself in that way, it's because you wanted to be in that way. So sin also lurks in darkness. And then let me finish. Let me get to an end. It says, keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone is greedy who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owner. So the last characteristic of sin is that it kills. But this is the kicker. Sin only kills the person that conducts the sin. See, you notice in all this passage, the sinner was preparing to take advantage of something else. But the Bible says that they cast the net, but the bird was not caught in the net that they cast. Mm-hmm. So actually, they set up
This is the opportunity to recommit yourself to God. Recommit yourself to God. Give him exactly what he's asked for. And what does he ask for? The mark of a Christian is not success. The mark of a Christian is faithfulness.
Amen.
God doesn't ask you to be perfect. He just asks you to be faithful.
As a matter of fact, we only got one person that did the perfect thing right. But we got a whole Bible full of people that God has used. So we know that if God can use Abraham, who was flawed, if he can use David, who was flawed, if he can use Moses, who was flawed, Peter, Paul, John, Timothy, all those people were flawed. All he's asking you to do is come so he can use you in the same manner. This is the time right now to heed to the Savior's invitation. If you would do so, and stand as we sing.
Come from the lonesome way of sin. I had you in the blood.